And this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. And our guest this week is Dr. Karen Scott, who's an expert in bacteria from Aberdeen University. Well, let's kick off with some questions we've got for you, Karen. Alan Scott, I presume not a relative of yours, says on Facebook, nakedscientist.com/Facebook, do antibiotics kill good bacteria? If so, how much? And do we need to do anything to replace them after a course of antibiotics has been given and completed?
Well, that's a very good point, actually, because, yes, a lot of the antibiotics that are prescribed are indiscriminate and they will kill our good bacteria as well as the targeted bacteria that they're wanted to kill. So they do destroy your gut bacteria, and that's sometimes why when you take a course of antibiotics, you get an upset stomach, you get diarrhoea, etc. And the best way to try and avoid that is to take some of these probiotic yogurts whilst you're taking the course of antibiotics and possibly for a week or so afterwards, just to give your own bacteria a chance to recover. Because although there are a certain number of your own bacteria will get killed and that can cause the upset stomach, there are still enough left there that they will regenerate once the antibiotic pressure is removed.
It's often said, though, that the spectrum of bugs that you have in your intestines is more unique to you than your own fingerprint is. So if antibiotics wipe out some of those bacteria, can you actually get back the very ones you had before, or do you end up substituting some that are vaguely right, but they're not exactly what you had previously?
Generally, they do all come back because the If you imagine the surface of the gut is like your fingers, it's like there are deep crypts and everything in there. So the bacteria find hiding places away from the antibiotic. So generally, most of them come back again. There are certain bacteria that seem to be particularly susceptible and can get lost. And one of them, for example, is a species called Oxalobacter. And if you don't have Oxalobacter, you're more likely to get kidney stones. And Oxalobacter can be eliminated forever with certain antibiotics.
So avoid the rhubarb then. Kat?